The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which actually begins on the days and the days, starts off, Kesad Ma'abin Esa'arim. How do we extend the cities? And the Mishnah goes on to give examples of different buildings, houses, and various buildings that can be used to extend a city in regards to the halachas of Tchum Shabbos. Let us give some background to explain what this Mishnah and what basically the entire parak will be discussing. The halacha is that on Shabbos, a person is only allowed to walk out of their place up to 2,000 amas in any given direction. What is considered the person's place, the Mokum Shvisa, the place where they are residing for this Shabbos? So if a person starts off the Shabbos in a field, so he is given 4 amas, and that area of 4 amas, Dalad amas, that is his place, that is his Mokum Shvisa, where he is staying this Shabbos, and he is allowed up to 2,000 amas in each of the 4 directions. Now, what happens if a person starts off the Shabbos in a city, in his house, or anywhere else in a city? So the halacha is that an entire year, an entire city, is considered like Dalad Amis, like 4 Amis, and that can be the person's base where he is starting the Shabbos, and he is allowed up to 2,000 Amis in any given direction out of the city. Now, what is considered an year? What is considered a city in regards to Tchumen? So, for our purposes, the halacha is that any time that there are 6 houses which are connected to each other, connected means not that they are physically connected, but that each house is within Shivim Vishirayim, a drop more than 70 amas, 70 and 2/3 amas of the next house. If all 6 of the houses are connected to each other by means of the fact that they are no more than 70 and 2/3 amas from the next house, that qualifies as a city. Going with the measurement of an amma of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that means the distance between any 2 houses cannot be more than 125 feet. If the 6 houses are each one within 125 feet of the next, so then that qualifies as an ear, and then the city could be even much bigger than that, but as long as one star of Shabbos in the ear, in the city, the entire city is considered his base, his Mokum Shvisa, the place where he started the Shabbos, and he's allowed to go up to 2,000 amas out of the city, past the end boundaries of the city in all 4 directions. Now, what is considered the end boundary, the edge of the city? Sometimes a city could be straight at the edge, but more often the case is that some houses jut out and it's not exactly straight. And if you look at a map, you'll not see a straight line going from north to south or from east to west. Rather, there'll be a very jagged line and some houses stick out. So as long as the houses are regular houses that are a residential part of the city, they certainly qualify as an extension of the city, as long as each house is within 125 feet of the next. And then, at the edge of the last house, one would draw a line, and that line, that imaginary line, that would be the edge of the city. And once one crosses that line, he is allowed up to 2,000 amas in that direction. Now, what if it's not a simple house? What if it's a building which is not used as a residential house? So the Mishnah discusses some cases, and Tosfos on Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph in Dibur Maskil Ugesharim refers us to a Braisa on Daf Nun Hei on the days that discusses more examples of buildings that are not simple houses, and discusses which ones qualify as batim in regards to tchumim and can be used if they are at the edge of the city to extend the city further, and which ones do not qualify. Now, the common denominator between all the buildings which do qualify to extend a city in regards to tchumim is that they are buildings that are considered batei dira. That means batei dira means they're used to live in, but does not mean that someone necessarily lives there and eats there and sleeps there and does everything there 24 hours a day. But if they have a certain amount of dira, of living activity going on inside of them, then they qualify as a base dira, and they are considered like batim, like houses in regards to tchumim, and they could be used to extend the city. Now, one of the examples that's given in the Mishnah, or that's actually given in the Brice over there, is Burganin. A Burganin, Rashi learns, and the Rashba learns like this also, that Burganin is a guard's house. It's a house or a hut that's used by a guard who's watching the fruit in the field and no one should steal, or is guarding the field for other purposes. And that qualifies as a house in regards to Tchumen, that a Burganin, where the guard sits and the guard watches the field, that is enough to be considered a house to extend the city in regards to Tchumim if this Burgadin is located at the edge of the city. Now, the question arises, does a guard actually have to sit in this house, in this hut? Or if one builds a house or a hut that would be able to be used for a shomer, for a guard, even if no guard actually uses it, but this house is a qualified house in regards to Tchumim. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Tzadi Ches, which is the Siman in the Arachayim that discusses most of our parak, he goes with the Mahaloch, with the way of Rashi and the Rashba, that a Burgenin is a guard's house. And the Dogel Mervava, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he explains in the Magen Avraham that a Burgenin has to be a house which is actually used by a guard. A guard has to actually sit there. But the Dogel Mervava says, as long as the house is 4 Amos by 4 Amos, that means going with the measurement of Amma that we are working with, as long as it is a drop more than 7 feet by 7 feet, it does not have to be that an actual guard is sitting there, because a bayis, a regular house, something that could be used as a regular house, and the minimum shear for that is 4 Amos by 4 Amos, a little more than 7 feet by 7 feet, a bayis does not actually have to have someone living there in order for it to qualify as a bayis to extend the city. A burgenin is a guard's house that is smaller than that shear, it is less than 4 Amos by 4 Amos, it is less than 7 feet by 7 feet, and that would not qualify as a regular house. It's not a place where a person will be able to live and do regular residential activity there. But because it's being used as a guard's house, therefore it is considered a bayis in regards to the halachas of Tchumen and could be used to extend the city. So if it is less than 7 feet by 7 feet, then it would require that a guard would actually be sitting there and it would be an active guard house. But if it's larger than that shear, larger than that size, it does not require that a guard should actually be using it. The Beis Yitzchok, in Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchok, he argues with the Dogel Mervava, and he says that even a burgenin, even a guard's house that's less than 4 Amos by 4 Amos, does not have to actually be used by a guard, but since it is fitting for a guard to sit there, it has the right, it is physically possible, could be used as a guard's house, that is good enough that it qualifies as a burgenin and could be used to extend the tchum. But that means both according to the Dogel Mervava and according to the Beis Yitzchok, if the building is more than 7 feet by 7 feet, it's more than Dalat Amos by Dalat Amos, does not require that a guard should actually be sitting there. Now, the Chazon Ish, in Sefer Chazon Ish, he brings the Dogel Mervava, and he argues on Dogel Mervava, and he has the Yesod, he makes a halacha that he holds of in regards to Tchumen, that in order for a building to qualify as a bayis that could be used to extend the city, it has to have a diras pita velino. That means that someone has to actually sit there on a regular basis and eat there, or someone has to sleep there on a regular basis, even if no one eats there during the day, but if it's used to sleep in on a regular basis, that is also sufficient. But it has to actually be used with a kfiyas on a regular basis, with a regularity for eating or for sleeping, not like the Dogel Mervava, and not like the Beis Yitzchok. Now, it is important to note that although the Magen Avraham does go with this definition of burgenin, which is given by Rashi and the Rashba, that burgenin is a guard's house, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Nun Ches, not in regards to Tchumen, but in regards to other halachas, goes with this definition of a burgenin. There are other Rishonim who have a different explanation of what a burgenin is. In Maseches, we have in regards to Maestris, the Maestris Sheni, you have the Rash and the Rav, the Ravadi and Bartanura, who go with a different explanation. That is also followed by the Rambam in the end of Maseches Olus, and also the Vilna Goyin, the Gra and Shnois Eliyahu, also goes with this explanation of burgenin, that burgenin is not a guard's house, but rather they say that burgenin is a storage place. It's oitzeres, storage places that are used for to store different fruit or different tefillah or different items in these storage places, and that is what a burgenin is. And it would then follow that even a storage place would be sufficient as next to extend a city in regards to tchumen. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Chof Aleph. In our Masechta, actually goes with this definition of a burgenin as well. He says it's k'min shayvchin asuyim besodis. It's like a hut that's made in the field. Letzer behem tvua, to store in them grain, to store wheat in these storage huts. And the Aruch, in the Sefer Aruch, one of his definitions of burgenin also goes with this explanation that the definition of a burgenin is a storage place. Now, if a burgenin is a storage place, then certainly there's no diras pita velina going on. There's no kvias, no regularity of eating or sleeping going on in a storage house. Now the Chazon Ish himself is bothered by this problem. The Chazon Ish feels very strongly the definition of a dira, of an area that's called a living area, living quarters, in regards to Tchumen, has to have a diras pita velina, has to have that someone is eating there or sleeping there on a regular basis, and therefore the Chazon Ish, he blinds Shver, that means he remains with a question on the Rash, and the Rav, and the Gro, and does not have any explanation in how to explain how their Shita, what they would do in regards to Tchumen. But it does come out that according to the Rash, and the Rav, and we add the Rambam and Aulus, which the Chazon Ish does not bring, and the Gro, even a storage place would qualify to be a borgenin, and even a storage area, if it's at the edge of the city, as long as the storage building itself, not its parking lot, but the storage building itself, is within 125 feet of the last building, of the last house, or the last other qualified building in the city, this could be used to extend the city in regards to Tchumen. Now, this will have many ramifications. There's ramifications in regards to office buildings, ramifications in regards to storage areas, like we just mentioned, and also in regards to factories, referred to in the Poskim as Batei Chareshes, factories. That, according to the Chazon Ish, it is imperative that there be a kvius for pita velina. That means that someone has to either sleep there on a regular basis or eat there on a regular basis. And the Chazon Ish adds that even in a factory where the workers eat lunch there every day, that is not sufficient because the workers eat lunch there because they're stuck there. They have working hours and they can't get away for lunch, so they have to eat lunch there. But but that is not sufficient to be diras pita, to be a place where a person has a kvius, a regularity to sit and eat in regards to tchumen. So according to the Chazon Ish, in general, most factories, or most storage areas, or most offices even, will not be qualified in regards to tchumen. They will not qualify as a house, as a residential area in regards to tchumen. The Chazon Ish does agree that if there is a cafeteria area, or a set area that is used for eating and drinking, that does make the building qualify to be a diras pita velina, because it's a place where there is a special room that is used specifically for eating on a regular day-to-day basis, on a daily basis, and therefore this room would make the building qualified, at least under certain circumstances, to be used as a bayis, as a house to extend the city in regards to tchumen. However, many poskim disagree with the Chazon Ish halacha, and this is based on the fact that we just said over before that the Dogel Merivava and the Beis Yitzchak feel very clearly that even in the opinion of Rashi and the Rashba, that Burgenin is a guard's house, is not necessary, at least if the building is 4 amos by 4 amos, is not necessary for someone to be eating there or sleeping there on a regular basis, as long as it is a building which, from its physical construction, it would be possible for someone to eat there and for someone to sleep there. Additionally, according to the Rash and the Rambam and the Rav and the Gro, a storage area even qualifies as a Malkum Dira, as a living area in regards to Tchumen. Now we must mention that the Braisa on the Hema Beis seems to say that Oitzris, storage areas, are not qualified, are not considered Bote Dira. They do not qualify as residential areas, as living areas in regards to Tchumen. And according to the Rash and the Rambam and the Rav and the Gro, we'll have to figure out what is the difference between the Oitzris that are considered Burgenin, that do qualify as a Malkum Dira, as a place which is basically residential and a living area, and the Oitzris, the storage places that are mentioned in the Braisa, that are not considered sufficient Malkum Dira, and do not qualify to extend a city in regards to Tchumen. And this is very important, because it's very common that at the edge of the residential part of the city, there begins an industrial or a commercial area, a business park, which is comprised mostly of factories, storage areas, and some office buildings. And it can make a big difference in regards to shaping the city and figuring out the edge and the extent of the city based on whether or not these buildings are considered a part of the city and are not. Now, in most cases, according to the Chazon Ish, they are not to be considered a part of the city. Now, Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita from Toronto has given a Hagdara. That means his ruling in regards to what qualifies for a base dira in regards to Tchumen, based on these Rishonim and Acharim that we have said, is that any building in which one is allowed to eat, and one sometimes does eat, that is considered a base dira in regards to tchumen. That means an office building where the workers in the office drink a coffee there, they eat a Danish, even if they don't have a kavua dika meal, even if they don't have a set meal there, that is good enough, and that qualifies as a base dira in regards to tchumen. A storage building, in some cases there might be workers there who do eat there sometimes, but in some cases it could be that there's no eating or drinking allowed in the building, and this could pertain to a factory as well, where in some cases there can be no eating and drinking allowed in the building. That will not qualify as a base dira in regards to tchumen, but if there is some eating and drinking taking place in the building, if in some place in the building the workers of the factory do eat, or if there is a guard who is watching the storage building, and he is allowed to eat and drink in his office, that will make the storage building or the factory qualify, and it will be considered a base dira, and could be used to extend the city in regards to tchumen. Now, there's a tshuva of Sheva Levi from Rav Vosner, where he writes in a few lines that batei chareshes, factories, do qualify as a base dira in regards to tchumen, and Rav Yashiv Zatzal was of this opinion as well. However, the Sefer Machaneh Yisrael brings down from Rav Yashiv that he felt that it's necessary that one meal a day be eaten in the building. That means if the workers do eat lunch in the building, or the workers in the office do eat lunch in their offices instead of everyone packing out for lunch hour, that would be good enough to make it considered the base dira in regards to tchumen, not like the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Rav Dov Feinstein Shlita is also of the opinion that there is no special requirements in regards to tchumen of dira spita v'lina, but anything that is considered a base dira in regards to other halachas, that would be good enough for tchumen as well. So we are coming out now that office buildings and factories and storage areas, according to the opinion of most contemporary Paiskim, if there is some eating and drinking going on there, it means the worker eats a Danish or drinks a coffee, and for sure if the workers eat lunch in the building, that will make it qualify as a base dira, as a house in regards to tchumen, and could be used to extend the boundary of the city. However, if there's no eating going on in the building, whether because one's not allowed, food and drink are not allowed in the building, or because no one is there on a day-to-day basis, which could be the case by a storage facility, no one is there on a regular basis who would be eating and drinking there at all, so then that building would not qualify as a base dira, and it would not be used to extend a city in regards to tchumen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.